From WGCU News, I'm John Davis. A new report by the South Florida Water Management District says some wading bird species saw a sharp decline during last year's nesting season. This annual wading bird report looks at how often and where birds nest in South Florida. Most wading birds, like the white ibis or wood stork, make their homes in the Everglades. WGCU's Topher Forges reports to environmental groups it's a sign there's still more work to be done with Everglades restoration.
The snowy egret's nesting was down 51%, and the little blue heron's nesting was down 70% from their respective 10-year averages. Audubon Florida's Julie Hill Gabriel says those numbers tell us something about the Everglades.
The birds are sending us a message, and really we think that message is that the system has been too altered. The Everglades is half of its original size. And with fewer acres remaining for habitat, the birds are less resilient.
The report says the wet, dry seasons played a role in those differing numbers. An abnormally dry season preceded the breeding season. That meant some species did not have as much food and would make fewer nests. But those conditions were favorable for the white ibis's food source. Those birds saw 32% more nests in 2015 compared to a 10-year average. Hill Gabriel says birds would not be as affected by an abnormally rainy or dry season if water patterns returned to normal. Topher Forges, WGCU News.